Hi. Hello.
It's ridiculous.
Hello, I'm Danielle Tame, and you are listening to Actors Group Conversations on Craft. Enjoy.
As the pandemic continues, and continue it does, today's episode is the final segment of the series of conversations that I had with fellow creatives on how they stayed creative during the time that they were in quarantine. My first guest today is writer and professor Joseph Mills, who, when asked about creativity during the quarantine, he was quick to differentiate between creativity and productivity. My second guest is Karis Jeffers, a fellow actor and a friend, who said that she was so thankful for those opportunities that were given by casting directors to challenge actors to do monologues. She said that these kept her in that creative mindset and that it gave her an outlet for all of the feelings that she was going through. And my final guest is Noelle, an 18-year-old who has had to find ways to fill her time that would otherwise have been spent with friends in school. So enjoy my final installment of Creativity During the Time of COVID.
I'm here today with Joe Mills, who is a poet and professor. My question to you is, what have you done to try and stay creative during this time?
So it's an interesting question for me because it's because in some ways, my life hasn't changed that much. I mean, I still have the kind of same schedule. I still teach. I still write. And because I'm a writer, I don't require a lot of social interaction and a lot of equipment and all of that. So my patterns have changed. I no longer go to the coffee shop, but some basic things haven't changed. So one aspect of that is how I stay creative now is very similar to how I would have stayed creative before. And I make the distinction between creativity and productivity. Like, how do you stay productive? How do you keep doing things? But being creative is kind of an exploration and letting yourself wander into different paths. So in some ways, now we have the time to allow ourselves kind of the freedom to explore. And I think that will help with creativity. One of the things about creativity is getting it away from productivity of like, I'm going to do this. This is going to be creative, right? Mm-hmm. Like an end goal, whereas creativity is more, I think, of laying down the kind of, you know, soil for things to grow in, but you can't force it. I'm going to grow this right now. This is so stupid.
No, it's not floundering. No,
here.
Because actually, okay.
So
hopefully, I can cut that
you
out.
Can cut
because
that.
No, I'm saying the stupid part because as you were saying that, I realized that's really I'd never thought of it that way. And so for me, I was thinking, okay, how have you stayed creative? Well, I know what I know some of the things that you've done, but I had never thought of it as the difference between being creative and being productive. And I think that is a really good distinction to make because I think you can be creative and be thinking about things and exploring ideas, even if you're not writing them down or filming them or building them or whatever it is that creative people do.
Right. And so I talk about this with my wife a lot. Who is you? Bam. So, but, you know, if for example, I'm teaching a course, I need to see certain films. And I know I have to see them for that. But when you're a teacher, and I think when you're an artist, everything feeds into what you are doing. So I will be seeing something, I think, for pleasure and suddenly realize, oh, I can totally use this for my class.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
it happens all the time. And I think creativity works the same way of you think and hope and you are doing things for pleasure, but it is also feeding you in a certain way. And it is giving you material to work with in a way that's not point A to point B really obvious. You don't even know how that's going to work, but you just know, okay, this is nurturing me in a certain way that's going to make me more creative. So I've been giving myself the opportunity to write letters, which I love to do. But also, like one project I've had is for years and years, every time we take a trip, I keep a trip journal. But I've never gone back and looked at those. And so what I'm doing is I'm transcribing like 10 pages a day. And that is making me kind of think about these trips. I don't know what's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
I don't know what will be the product, if anything. If nothing else, we'll just have transcriptions, right?
Yeah.
But it's making me think about that. And what's fascinating is to go back and realize, oh, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, our children were already kind of formed.
Right.
It's like, oh, the same behavior we're seeing now was there. We didn't realize it at the time, but there it is. And so I don't know what's going to come of that, but I get a feeling something might.
I'm sure it will.
And so for writers in the beginning of this process, all of us had this motivation and then felt guilty because there was that thing going around, you know, Shakespeare during the plague wrote King Lear, wrote the sonnets, and we're like, oh my God, we have to do a masterpiece. We have to do something great. And I think that's the productivity part. We have to kind of get away. I have all this time. How come I'm not working the way I normally do? It's like, well, because I'm with my family, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, because I'm doing these other things, but I'm also giving myself the opportunity to explore, you know, Netflix things that I wouldn't normally watch, or doing these trip journals, or doing kind of other reading that I have often not let myself do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's part of creativity. It looks a lot like wandering, you know? It looks a lot like I'm just doing this for pleasure. I'm wandering off. But I think you absolutely have to let yourself do that.
Yeah.
I think what will happen is a couple years from now, something will arise out of this moment from something that I've done, and it will be like, oh, that's what I was doing.
Right.
And I didn't even realize it at the time.
Right. So you think that your productivity in a year or two will be based on the creativity of now?
Yes, I do. And I've had people, like I had a friend say, hey, are you writing a poem about the coronavirus? Can you send it to me? I'm not writing anything right now about right now.
Right.
Because we are in it.
Right.
Years from now, I may write something about it. I mean, I am writing a sequence of poems about dance. And so I already know, like we do every Friday night, we have our dance nights, which is great. I know I'm going to do some poems about that. I haven't yet.
Right.
But right now, we're doing all these goofy things on Friday night. It's fun. It helps me kind of relax. It's really great. I know something is going to come out of that.
I already know the title of one of them.
But I don't know really what's the title of one of them.
And then we made a TikTok.
And then, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
and so, and yeah, thank you. Now I'm productive. Now I've got a poem idea. So I don't know what's going to come out of that, but I know. And it's not, the weird thing is it sounds calculating. Creativity and productivity. Like, I'm going to do this and it's going to, and a piece will come out of that. I just know that material is so rich that something will come out because I'm writing all these dance poems.
Right.
But that's not why we're doing it.
Right.
So that's, you have to be willing to just let yourself have leisure and collect the material to be able to work with it. And we so rarely do that because we are so process and product driven.
Right. Right. And it's funny because you're the third or fourth person that I've spoken to for this particular topic. And there's always been that element of I had to give myself time, or I had to give myself permission to take the time to just be.
Yeah, and this has kind of demanded that we take the time.
Right, right.
So today I'm talking to Karis Jeffers, who is an actress in Atlanta and used to be in class with me at the Actors Group studio. And thank you, Karis, for agreeing to talk to me today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
It's all very formal, I know. So I've been trying to kind of collect stories of how fellow creatives and people that I know, and some I don't, who, how they've stayed creative during this time. Because, you know, we're in this really weird, unprecedented for us. So I was just curious as to how you have stayed creative during this time.
Yeah, well, mostly, especially towards the beginning, since I'm an actor, there were a lot of casting directors posting challenges for actors to do just to stay busy and like, and also to get to meet actors they haven't seen before, which was really cool. Because for me, I just kind of like need to be in a creative space.
Yeah.
So that I just stay in that mindset, and I didn't want to lose that because there aren't auditions or I'm not in class. So I was doing all those casting director challenges, which was fun also just to have an emotional outlet, because a lot of the initial ones were like dramatic monologues or scenes. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I did start off doing a lot of those, choosing really dramatic things, because that's what I needed at the beginning of quarantine, going through all the feelings. But then it's interesting to watch as I've continued doing them, they've now skewed more towards comedy.
Right.
It's like, I'm like, that's what I need now.
Yeah.
I think, and then there were a couple of challenges that involved writing your own scene, which was really good, because I've been trying to focus more on writing my own material. So that I just need someone to give me a deadline and like kick me in the butt to actually do it. So that was really helpful, just to do a lot of writing and still be acting and stuff. Right before this started, I was in a content creation class, and everyone in the class wrote a short film as part of the class, and we were supposed to shoot them end of March. So it was originally moved to May, and now it's just postponed indefinitely. And the last few classes we had were Zoom classes. They were right as quarantine was starting.
Right.
So at the beginning, I was finishing up that script as part of the class. But again, this still makes me think that it's good I've had prompts, because otherwise I won't do it.
Yeah.
Because I once the other acting and writing challenges came up, I did shift my focus to those, and I'm planning to register for a screenwriting class, because I think I just need that deadline and like need the prompt. So I have been writing, and I'm hoping that just generally trying writing like the little scenes and other little things to film. And I'm hoping that just like staying in that creative space helps when I do get to the feature. There's just something like so daunting about writing and editing a feature length.
I think just writing and editing, you can stop right there. There's something so daunting.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, and once I've started, usually it's great. It's just like, it's getting to the start. That's the hard thing.
Right.
Because I'll just be sitting there staring, and then suddenly I'm like, well, what do I have to say? And then, you know, and it just takes a while to get over that.
Right. Yeah. So how, and now that things are kind of easing up, kind of, in Georgia, how do you see the rest of this, you know, the next month, 2 months?
Because the short films are postponed indefinitely, that means I have time to submit my short film to Film Impact Georgia's short film screenplay competition.
Yeah.
To try and so I'm working, writing an inclusion statement to submit my screenplay to that, because they're looking specifically for diverse voices that don't always that aren't always heard in film and TV narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm queer.
Yeah.
So I'm a queer woman. So, and my screenplay is about that. So that's why I'm submitting that. So I'm hoping, that's the thing I'm going to be working on and writing. And then just now that there's been kind of a lull in the acting casting director challenges, I'm hoping I can focus on that, on writing. I've just been taking more time to read. And I planted a bush in my yard, and just things that I've been wanting to, that I would normally spend my time doing, that help me stay in a space that feels creative, when I don't normally get to do those because I'm so busy working a bunch of jobs and stuff.
Right.
So.
Today I'm talking to a young 17-year-old, Noelle, and I am asking her, because she responded to my Instagram post, as far as what are we doing to stay creative during this very strange time of history that we're living through. And I thought it would be interesting to get the perspective of a teenager, because I suspect it's been harder on her, or hard in different ways. So thank you, Noelle, for giving me your time.
So nice to be on your podcast.
Well, you may not be. It depends on how you... Depends on how you answer the question.
I have been staying creative by writing more. I've been writing letters to friends and writing down like a list that I do for every single day. And I started a YouTube channel.
Oh. So when you say you had a list, what's on the list? I mean, what kind of list are we talking?
Just like a list of stuff I want to do today and the week and all that stuff.
And is this a list of creative things or is it just a list that you've written?
It's a list of creative things, like, you know, do your schoolwork, go to YouTube, go on TikTok, FaceTime, bake. Baking's creative.
I'm not sure doing schoolwork is necessary. Although it might be. It might be.
Yeah, how to make like a cell out of stuff in the house. That's creative.
Okay. So your YouTube channel. Tell me more about that.
Well, I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel because I use Snapchat like it was YouTube. And so I decided to start a YouTube channel since I was bored in the house with nothing else to do.
Right. But what is your YouTube channel about? What? Because you can't, I mean, you can, obviously, just create a YouTube channel. But who is your target audience for your YouTube channel?
It's everyone. It's about me and life. So I have something that's, you know, like a get ready with me. And then I have a thing that targets to everyone. I have a outside activities to do in quarantine. It's one of the most viewed videos I have on my channel.
Okay.
And it goes to old people that like to nap outside and all the way to young people that like to watch Netflix.
Old people who like to nap outside. Yeah. I like it. So young people don't nap?
They do, just normally not outside.
Oh,
it's usually
okay.
In the bed.
All right. And have you found that the YouTube channel has been helpful to you during this time?
Definitely. It gives me something to do, something to look forward to. Keeps me busy for hours. I'm getting to know my computer better because I have to edit. Mm-hmm. So it's a learning experience.
Well, good. So thank you and stay creative.
So did I make it?
Usually when I say, when somebody says, thank you, you're welcome anytime. I don't know yet. I'll have to see how it goes.
Can we do it if you want?
That's all right. That's it for today's edition of Actors Group Conversations on Craft. This is your host, Danielle Tame, and I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. Feel free to rate the podcast on iTunes. You can leave a review or you can leave me a comment or a question on the Actors Group Conversations on Craft Facebook page. Until next time.